President Bush's State of the Union address described the potential terrorist threats to America as vast and far-reaching. Bush administration officials said the president's figures were accurate, but admitted that the numbers were squishy. Commentator Jack German believes the president may have been trying to draw attention away from other topics.
Nothing is ever included in a State of the Union address by accident. Every sentence is parsed, every phrase calibrated, every word weighed for its possible implications. That being the case, it's hard to understand what President Bush was intending to accomplish with some of the extravagant rhetoric he used the other night. The president went far beyond earlier warnings from the administration when he told us there were, quote, tens of thousands of terrorists being trained in al-Qaeda camps in, quote, dozens of countries. The figures, perhaps a worst-case estimate, conjure up a frightening picture of a huge army of bad men plotting more vicious attacks on America and Americans. One inference that may be drawn from this hot rhetoric is that the White House wants to stiffen the backbones of Americans. Although the support for the president remains above 80% of the most recent opinion polls, political professionals in the White House and elsewhere know the attention span of most Americans is limited. Defining the terrorist threat in ever more extreme terms may keep the voters' attention from straying to the condition of the economy and the Enron scandal. But there is clearly more than stiffening spines involved in the president's description of Iraq, Iran, and North Korea as, to use his term, an axis of evil that must be confronted. That is scary stuff, a president threatening these three states with a policy that goes far beyond the so-called Bush Doctrine that justified the attack on Afghanistan. This is no longer just a case of treating those who harbor terrorists as terrorists themselves. In plain English, the president seemed to be saying that if these hostile states are building nuclear weapons, we are going to destroy them. When the implications of this policy were raised, Bush's spokesman, Ari Fleischer, quickly assured the world that we are, quote, not sending a signal that military action is imminent, close quote. Our allies abroad have not been alerted that an attack is just around the corner, and our own military commanders have not yet prepared for an attack on North Korea or Iran, let alone Iraq. But the fact that the threat was made in a State of the Union speech is nonetheless unsettling. At the very least, the president has our attention, and compared to an axis of evil, Enron seems like small potatoes.
The comments of Jack German, a former nationally syndicated columnist. He's covered national politics for 40 years.